working on my mother for a long time. One of these days, got to break through. Praying for Brother Rodney. He's going to baptize this Sunday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to see that. I'm glad to see the Word of God never fails. Say that. I didn't know what it was like, but after you go through it, there's just nothing similar to it. But I'm glad that you don't really lose those in the Lord.
Amen.
You know, that you might try to cry, but then you begin to think of the truth of what we believe. And all the tears roll away. I believe that we'll be going on marriage supper soon here, and that'll be the last time we cry. I don't know about you, but that's all I'm living for.
Yeah.
I got so much more to cry about down here, but there's a land beyond the river.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to partake of tonight. 1 John chapter 5. Yeah, bro, Jordan, with us as well. Verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, and we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Tonight I'd like to preach the commandment-keeping bride. Commandment-keeping bride. That request in your heart. Don't be afraid to be specific with the Lord. He knows all things. Go ahead and ask him the thing that you have need of tonight. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another gathering of the saints tonight, Lord. And we think just a few days, a few years ago, for some of us, Lord, we wouldn't have been here tonight. We'd be out in the world and doing the things of the world that we used to. But we're so grateful that God, that you came down and changed us, Lord, that you took out all those desires and you gave us a desire to serve you and to love you and to be your lover, Lord. It's the greatest privilege we had of being called a Christian, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to be in your house tonight. Let us redeem the time and recognizing that very soon, Lord, that you'll come. And these things, we might not be able to assemble ourselves anymore and by the things of the world and how the end time's coming. But, Father, we have an opportunity tonight to be set together in heavenly places. I pray there's not one soul here that misses the opportunity to receive from you. Father, speak through my lips, hear through our ears, and change our hearts, Lord. If there be anything wrong in us, may we be molded into that image of the Son of God. Help each one that's here tonight, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to take a drink real quick here. I had one of those days too, church, so don't worry. Running to and fro here and there. And it's always on a Wednesday or Sunday, isn't that right? Or Saturday night or anything before church or around church. Why? Because we're in a warfare. And I come to speak on a warfare. I might not think so, but I love this little portion of scripture here for sure. I'm going to go ahead and take my time a little bit. The book of 1 John, it's just such an intriguing thing to me. Because first, it's written by the man who had enough faith to write down in the book of John that he was the disciple that Jesus loved.
Yes.
In our family devotions, we've been reading the book of John, St. John. And I love that he says that time and time and time again. Some of us think, well, John, well, you're kind of elevating yourself somewhere. Or was he?
Right.
Was it John that was even, as he penned the Bible, was it even John's thoughts that were coming on the pages? Or was that something from someone else who told him to write that? He looked at that and says, "Woo! Is that really me?"
Amen. That's right.
I might have a few bold things to say tonight, but we'll just see where the Lord takes us on this. We're in a trying time here in the end of time, in the end of the world. We know that we've had the seven church ages, and we're wrapping up the Laodicean age now. And this is the manifestation time of all things.
Right.
that everything that's been hidden, that the Catholic Church, the Protestant churches, all that the devil was doing behind the scenes anymore, it's right out in the open and you can see it clear as day. Yeah. The reason it's deceiving anyone is because when the light came, we've already read that too, men love darkness more than they love light, so they've chosen to be blind on purpose.
Right.
But the light in this last day is shining so bright, if you'll just look at the light, there's nothing that's hidden anymore.
Amen. Yeah.
You're telling me you can walk knowing the devil's step every way? Yes, sir.
Amen.
Why? Because I'm a son of God.
Amen.
I'm not a son of the devil. I'm not serpent seed. I'm God's seed.
Amen.
And the son of whatever it is has the same attributes of its father.
Hallelujah.
You say, I'm a little proud walking around calling yourself a son of God. The disciple whom Jesus loved. The person God elected.
Amen.
See, we've guessed around for a while, I think. And I think those of us that have received the Holy Ghost, we need to stop that. We need to figure out, what does it mean to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? What does it mean? It means everything. It means the elect of God. It means the power of God. It means all heaven backs up your word. Not just on Sunday.
No.
Not on Wednesday. Not just the preacher. Any born again son of God is in Christ. And Christ has wiped out the devil's kingdom.
Hallelujah.
We're looking for that bride, aren't we?
Yeah.
The one, the only bride of Jesus Christ. And as we read here in the book of John, John makes very clear-cut statements. He doesn't make it wishy-washy at all. It is this way.
Right.
How many believes the Word of God?
Amen.
Amen. You can believe it anywhere, but I especially, as I said, I love this because let's just start there again. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. What's the Christ? The Christ is the anointed one. He's the Messiah. He was the predestinated one that was to come with not just a portion of God, but the fullness of the Godhead bodily upon him. He was to come sinless, and he did it exactly the way the word said. He was supposed to be born in Bethlehem. He was. He was supposed to be called a Nazarite. He was. He was supposed to walk sinless. He did.
Amen.
He was supposed to stay with the word, and he did.
Amen.
Even when they got in the corner, and he said, doesn't even your law say that they are gods who the word of God came to, and the scripture cannot be broken?
Amen.
The same Bible that the Pharisees thought they were standing on was actually vindicating the man that was destroying everything they believed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He was the Christ. He is the Christ today.
Amen.
He's still the anointed one. And only, we'll be catching it, only he that is born of God will catch that the anointing is still Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's not a different spirit.
No.
It's not some bird over here, and the son's over here, and the father's over here. The elect of God have found. No. What I have received is the same person that walked the shores of Galilee. The same life that was able to cast out devils is living in me. How do I know? It still cast out devils. Same life that healed the sick, that raised the man that was dead 4 days out of the grave. How do I know it's the same thing? Because it still lives through me.
Amen.
It lives through you. It lives through every elected son or daughter of God.
Amen.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot. How many loves Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Him that begot us, yes. And everyone that, well, look, we're finding, are we the real commandment-keeping bride or not?
Right.
It's time, no more wishy-washy, no more cutting corners, no more loopholes.
That's
if you're
right.
Looking for those things, if you're walking in those things, you are not the commandment-keeping bride.
That's right.
Because there's only one.
Amen.
There's only one. And if you love him that begot us, you also love him that's begotten of him.
Yeah.
What does that mean? If you're really a born-again son of God, you'll love another born-again son of God.
Amen.
Just like we've had, for instance, I was just thinking about Brother Samson. He's actually coming this month, I guess. He messaged me on Facebook. But that's a man that I never met in life until maybe a year or two ago. I'm trying to remember now. But right off the get-go, there's a connection.
Right.
somebody that has culturally no similarities.
Right.
Ethnically, you know, we could go things that we've gone in the, when we grew up and all those things. I mean, he was an atheist and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I just can't relate to the man on that, on anything. But how can we can fellowship? Because he that loveth him that begot us makes us love one another.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
You ever heard that? We got this little kids song thing playing in my van all the time now, but it's, this is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joys may be full. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And I've learned in my short experience serving the Lord that if we would just surrender ourselves to God, all these problems that we've had in the message of the hour, all these divisions and getting upset and doing this and that, it would erase itself because we would get into the love of God and be able to put yourself, how? You can't do it. That's the point. We're not talking about what a man can do. We're talking about what the Son of Man does. Jesus Christ, the one that's the Christ. You told me you're born of God. You believe he's still here. He can still do it. He can love the unlovable.
Amen.
You saying that one that crossed me and stole this and stole that? Absolutely. That's actually the first man he'll love because he recognizes the need of that person.
Right.
It changes the whole perspective if you'll take your carnal mind and throw it out in that trash can where it belongs. Your abilities, your reasonings are not what I'm talking about tonight.
Amen.
I'm talking about the mind of Christ.
Right.
And the mind of Christ has one objective, living for others.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 2, by this we know we love the children of God. Somebody wants to love the children of God. We don't have to guess around about this. We know how we know. Because we love God. When we love God and keep his commandments.
Right.
Hey, this is New Testament teaching. This is the man who was able to write, the disciple who Jesus loved.
Right.
Read the next verse. This is something I tell you anymore. Oh, you know, there's a big move against the message. Why? It's just too many rules and regulations. There's just too many do's and don'ts. There's too many, we just in this religion and things. And I'll tell you right now, the carnal mind will always call the word of an hour just a new denomination.
Right.
Any age has done the same thing.
Right.
It's just the same old, just some polished up thing. But the elect of God see a difference.
Amen.
See, when Jesus rose on the scene, what did Gamaliel say? He said, wasn't there someone else rise up and take some men out in the desert and kill them all anyways? And this happened. It's just another one of those. Or if it's God, you better get your hands off.
Right.
Because if it's a man, it'll come to naught anyways.
Right.
And that's a man that I can have respect for. I believe I might see Gamaliel one day. You might not, but I believe he's in the kingdom somewhere. Might not be the elect of God, but he at least had enough audacity to stand up for the children of God when they were trying to come against him.
Right.
Whatsoever you've done to the least of these, you did it unto him.
Amen.
We're going to be surprised when we cross over. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
You're going to think, what, that man made it? Oh, yeah, that's right. That one day when I got pulled over my car, my tire went out, and he stopped, and he gave me one.
Hallelujah.
And
I'm like,
he will no wise lose his reward.
Yeah.
This God is so merciful. That's why it's such a sad and pathetic thing to see a soul head to hell.
Right.
You have to be religious. That's really the only way to do it. It's the only way to take the word and to full out reject it.
Right.
I'm not trying to go that route. I'm trying to stay over on this side, but it maybe just needs to be said. The one people that Jesus had no problem calling out was the Pharisees.
Right.
He didn't play around with them. He said, you are of your father, the devil, and whose work shall do. Who? Those that studied the scripture more than you, this whole room combined. Those that could quote the Bible better than all of us can. Why? They had taken the life of the word and turned it down for doctrine. They had turned it down for their interpretation of the word. And that's not the bride of Christ. That's not the people of God.
Yeah.
That is a denominational move that has always been anti-Christ.
Amen.
Why? It takes what we reason is good and goes with that. That's not how we know we love God. We know we love God because we keep his commandments.
Amen.
I'll make sure I clear this up too. It wasn't his suggestions.
Right.
It wasn't his brownie points or bonus points. It was his commandments.
Right.
We don't like that word, do they, in this new age? We don't like, oh, what? You're going to restrict? I should be able to do what I want to. I do everything I want to as a Christian. The problem is, you ain't been converted yet if you still lost after the things of the world. He that loves the things of the world or the things thereof, the love of the Father's not in it. Why? Because we know we love God when we keep His commandments.
Amen.
For this is the love of God. Sorry, God gets to define what His love is,
right.
Not you.
Right, that's good.
I can still cut my hair, I love God. No, you don't.
Right.
Sister, that is. Brother, you ought to cut your hair. Just in case we got
Amen.
A little confused.
So
I've had somebody say that to me. Well, you know, talking about women cutting their hair. He says, well, you cut your hair. I said, I'm a man. I'm sorry that you live in an age where there ain't no difference, but God's commandment is there's a man and there's a woman.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And there's a difference between them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous.
Amen.
Again, sorry about your doctrine of how hard it is to be a Christian. The Bible declared the commandments are not grievous. I think some of these people that think just living decently and cleaning your mouth up and cleaning your life up a little bit and think that they're doing a great sacrifice for God, you need to go back in the Old Testament and live the law for a little while.
Yeah.
You need to go walk in Paul's shoes and realize that every step you take, you better make sure it's not the Sabbath and you went too far.
Right.
You better make sure you offered the right sacrifice this month during the right feast at the right the time of the moon, or you're not accepted before God.
Right.
What is it? It's a big, spoiled, rotten baby of an age.
Right.
People's rights, isn't it? We can do whatever we want. We get whatever we want. Not the Christian.
No. Right.
We're going to one group of people tonight.
Amen.
You might be throwing others on the sides. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the commandment keeping. Right.
Amen.
One and only. Let's go back here. Let's go through the Bible just so you can see that this wasn't John just spouting off things. Jesus said this. Matthew 5:19. Just flip through with me for a little bit here. I just want you to see that. It's all in the Bible. I don't want you to run off on any tangent. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 5:19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. You tell me, did Jesus mean that or not?
Amen.
Now I know I can hear that, you can feel that little bit of, oh man, are we going legalistic here for a minute? I understand. That's the age that we live in, isn't it? Any sort of discipline is considered legalism anymore.
Right.
People think that faith is irresponsible.
Right.
I'm just going to throw it out there for them. They think faith, if you're acting in real faith, is just irresponsible. No, maybe you're just not responsible with what God has given you. And that's why you're in the mess you're in.
Right. Good.
I need a bigger pulpit. I need to get paid in here for a little bit. But not only, look what these men were doing. They were teaching, he says, a man that does wrong and then teaches men that it's okay. He said, those will be called the least of heaven. Oh, it's all right if we miss this Sunday. It's the Super Bowl. Aren't we saved by grace? Come on now. You can trim it off, just wear it up in a bun. Nobody knows what you're talking. Nobody can see that. Teach men so. Oh, you can let them wear a little makeup. You know, that's not too bad. They'll grow out of it. No, they'll grow into the devil. That's all it is.
Amen.
I'm sorry. You don't give the devil an inch.
Amen.
Ever. There's never an excuse. The Christian, yes, he falls. Yes, he makes mistakes. But that's not his ambition.
Amen.
To go and teach others so.
That's it.
Paul made it very clear, follow me as I follow Christ, and I'm saying the same thing. Brother Andrew does something wrong. I'm not telling you just to follow me.
Right.
You pray for me. I'll get in the blood and make it right, and we'll go on the right direction.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Brother Bram says this, keep your Bibles, because I'm gonna go back. I just feel to share this now. Oneness 62, Brother Branham says this. We know we make mistakes, but we mustn't look at that. It's not your mistakes because you're always going to have them. But you see, it's following his rules, following what he said do. Now listen, stumbling and following doesn't have one thing to do with it. So just in case you thought that's what we were getting at tonight, you're mistaken.
Right.
I'll get to it here in a minute. A real true servant, if he'll stumble, he'll get up again.
Amen.
There's the difference.
Amen.
See, you don't teach men to do something that you say is wrong. You teach them what you think is right. And if you're going around teaching men to sin, that it's okay to do these things that are wrong and just a little bit of the world here, a little bit of the world here. No, sir, no, it's not.
No.
You'll be called the least in the kingdom.
Amen.
Let me keep reading. A real true servant of God, if he stumbles, he'll get up again. If he wobbles, God pulls him right back in the path as long as he's in the path of duty. Listen now. But if he's off the path of duty, God's not obligated to him. But as long as he's in the path of duty, God's obligated to him, knowing that he's a just man or a just woman. He's obligated to that person as long as they're in the path of duty.
Amen.
Let's just go through some scripture, and I want to go back to John here. Matthew 22. Matthew 22, 36. The lawyer asked him a question. He says, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. John 13, 34. Hang on to these things. Little nuggets. We're going to give you a whole basket full to take home.
Amen.
John 13:34. We're going to stay right here in John, so just keep tight here. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Verse 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 15:10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So what's the difference between what the Old Testament, we know the law and the rituals and things of that sort, that was done away in Christ, but the great and living commandment that was always there was behind that. What was it? What did all of that hang from? Love God with all your heart and love your brother as yourself.
Amen.
Why? Because God is love, and we know we love God when we do what God says.
Amen.
It all goes together.
Yes.
The love of God, the way we express our love for God is by doing what he says.
Amen.
Not doubting it, not questioning it, not saying, well, God understands this time. God understood when he wrote the word before the foundation of the world that it could last through a little Laodicea.
Hallelujah.
Say, well, it's just too hard for me, brother. I know I ought to pay my tithes, but I just can't do it. Brother, that's one of the worst ones the devil's got. You better watch that thing, because I'm sorry, you put yourself right in the curse, and God's not obligated to you no more.
Amen.
But it's the same, woman, you want to trim your hair, sorry, you left the path of duty. If you know better and you do it anyways.
Right.
But what kind of God are we serving anyhow?
Amen.
Is he Jehovah Jireh? Is he our provider or not? See, that's what I'm talking about. It's a trying time. It's a manifestation time. And if you've really got love for God, the circumstances will not dictate your life. Your love for God will.
Amen.
You will keep his commandments.
Yeah. Amen.
What is keeping his commandments? You will love God. If I could just get the children of God to fall in love with God, we'd be fine.
Amen.
You wouldn't have to preach the details of anything.
That's right.
Why? Because your love for God would dictate you. And by the Spirit, you would only go where the Spirit lets you.
Amen.
People, it's so simple.
Yes.
It's so straightforward. We know we love God when we do what he says. He told us because he loves us.
Right.
People think his commandments are grievous, don't they? It's just too hard. I can't handle this. why? I just get so pulled for that thing of the world. You see the problem? You're listening to the wrong voice.
Amen.
The Bible already declared His commandments are not grievous.
That's right.
How many of these scoffers are willing to quote this scripture that if we love Jesus, we're supposed to keep His commandments?
Right.
They just kind of blow over that one, don't
right.
they? Judge not lest you be judged. Yeah,
right.
That's right. I am judged. I judge myself. That's what the Bible told me to do. When I take communion, don't go by. I don't go before I judge myself first.
Right.
Why? How? By the Word.
Amen.
But the Word said, if I'm willing to confess my faults, He's faithful and just to forgive me.
Amen.
And He knows my heart.
Amen.
And I pray you understand that He knows yours too.
Yeah.
If you've got an evil heart of unbelief, oh my, we need to recognize how devilish and evil and gross and disgusting it is.
Right.
To have unbelief to take it on.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that real quick. Brother Bram says this in oneness. Anything contrary to the precepts of God, the Word of God is not God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, now here's the better part. Can we take that thought and put it in our heart and act upon it?
Right.
When? Today.
Right.
After we get home and the kids are throwing fits and all this stuff and we want to get mad and throw them all around. Isn't that right? Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. We just got done moving the last few days. You can understand what your little children do when everything's changing. It's a big whirlwind, isn't that right?
Amen.
But I don't go teaching other people that you ought to do those things. We ought to stay in the love of God.
Amen.
And be understanding that they're children. Isn't that right?
Right?
See, that's the same in the gospel, too. But the problem is a lot of adults in the gospel now want to stay little children.
That's right.
If you're, hurting the bride of Christ, you won't just stay a little baby. You're predestinated to be adopted as a son.
Amen.
What does that mean? The same authority that Jesus had, you're supposed to have. And if you're just a little baby and you get upset and emotional about everything and you can't never act in faith and you go back to the things of the world here and here and here, how in the world can God use you like you're supposed to be?
Amen.
It's just not going to happen. Let me keep reading there. Anything that's contrary to the precepts of God, the Word of God is not God. What is it? What is sin? Righteousness perverted. What is death? Life perverted. What is the kingdom of Satan? Anything that's setting something to take the place of the Word. Anything. Any teaching.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
One word. Just one word. You might believe every bit. Eve believed every bit of that of it to that one word. That one word is all she needed to disbelieve. That one word is all you need to disbelieve. What's the real focal point? It's not do's and don'ts. It's faith and unbelief.
Amen. Yeah.
That's the real battle here. Let me keep reading. Now look, let's look at it. The only way to stay in divine fellowship. How many of you wants to be in divine fellowship?
Yeah.
Here's the only way to stay in divine fellowship was keep that word. God said, thou shalt do this. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt do this. And you can do this and do this, but don't do this. Now just one little piece of the commandment that she disobeyed and started the whole thing because she did that. Made every hungry child that was ever in the world, every pain of death, every sorrow, every heartache. She did it right then. What a horrible thing to disbelieve God's word.
Right.
Just using a few of those examples, they say, well, I just can't handle my hair. It's just too much to work with. What a terrible thing it is to disbelieve God's word. That God knew how long your hair would be if you didn't cut it, and He still gave you the commandment not to.
Right.
Yep.
Amen.
He still told you, man, oh, I can't pray all the time. I got to think about football and all these things. The Bible said I would that all men prayed everywhere, lifted up holy hands, giving praise to God.
Amen.
You'll tell me it's grievous. It's not. It's the commandment of the Lord, and you've got the power within you by the Holy Ghost to do it, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
He that's born of God doesn't love the things of the world. You say, well, I don't know. I still have these pulls here and pulls here. Or you might need to back up, make sure you got the Holy Ghost real quick.
Right.
I know that's tough preaching, but it's the truth anyhow.
Amen.
If you're getting pulled, but temptation and just, you've got to have a conversion.
Amen.
I mean, if you've never had that day at Calvary, there's nowhere else to go yet.
Right.
But if you have, you need to recognize the power within you has already overcome that.
Yeah.
Amen.
And until you do, you'll never stay in divine fellowship. If you know the Word told you something to do and you're disobeying it, but because of anything, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm going this route.
Amen.
But if any sort of reasoning against God's word. We said that about the women and the hair and the dress and things like that. It said something about tithes, too, if you reason away paying tithes. Don't
right.
do that, please, right. children of God. Do not do that. There's nothing a man can do for you once you do that.
Right.
It's the same for those of you that know you have a problem with women or drinking or smoking, and you just let that temptation live there. Kill the devil while you can. Brother Branham says, I believe it's in the deceived church, talking about Samson. He said, you better kill your enemy, Samson, before your enemy kills you.
Amen.
Now, I wish no, never mind, I don't want to say that, but the predestined plan of God will hold sure. I just want to make sure you understand
yeah.
that he knows the end from the beginning,
yeah.
but we don't.
Right.
All right? I don't know who's predestined, I don't know who's not, but I do know one thing. If you are, you will not lose.
Amen.
If you are, you're sealed into the kingdom
yeah.
until the day of redemption.
Yeah.
So when you look at how terrible the things, even you might be getting tore up left and right. I know Brother Andrew is. It's all right if you recognize that God has given me today.
Amen.
I've got a chance. I've got an opportunity. I can make this thing
yeah.
right. I can slay this devil
yeah.
while I still got breath in my lungs.
Yeah.
How much voice do you need to get saved? Just enough to say, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
But it's got to have behind that. That's what. It's not just some carnal thing. It's got to be in the soul a faith there.
Yes.
A love for God, because it's the same. It comes out, and that's what said, God, make me right.
Amen.
That's what a man can't do if he's outside of God. He cannot approach God and make it right.
Amen.
He'll always hold a little pride in his heart that he's not too bad of a guy. Sorry, but it's true. Any man that you look at Balaam, well, of course I had to. I mean, he taught me into it. That's why I had to go down there again. It's not really my fault. Yeah, it is, Balaam.
Yeah.
You could have went the other way.
Right.
Cain, what am I going to do? My punishment's too hard, God. Huh? Well, you don't tell him that too often. Oh, why'd you give me this wife, this child? This is just too much for me. His commandments are not grievous.
Amen.
That's good.
A lot of freebies tonight. I hope you have enough faith in me as a servant of God
good.
To know that this is something different than what I thought.
Amen.
But I believe in the Word of God.
Amen.
Not just on the pages. I believe in the Spirit of God that's here. That He knows the thoughts and intents of our hearts.
Sure.
And if there's evil in there, and we're real Christians, we don't want it staying here. We want it tore up left
yeah.
and right and burn up in the sea of God's forgetfulness and out of our lives.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The apostles taught the same thing. 1 Timothy 1:5. You might beat me there. It's going to take me a minute here. 1 Timothy 1. Verse 5. Just to show that Jesus said what the end of the commandment was, it was to love God and to love the other as yourself. And they come here in 1 Timothy, Paul talking to Timothy in verse 5. He says, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience. What is that? Your desire for evil has died.
Right.
You've been converted. You've got a good conscience. And of faith unfeigned. What does that mean? Faith that is not moved. Faith that says the word is right no matter what I do, no matter what anybody says, no matter whatever happened. I don't care if every message church in the world turns their back. The word is still right.
Amen.
I don't care how many come up with their denominational ideas that fall on the ground and die. The word will live on, and it lives on now in the signs that Jesus promised to his church all the way to the end. There will be a bride that believes that. Jesus commanded was go into all the world
yeah.
and preach the gospel. There's a bride that believes
yeah.
that.
Hallelujah.
And they will keep that commandment.
Yes.
Right.
All the world includes Walmart Church. All the world includes our houses.
Amen.
All the world includes this church building right here.
Yeah.
All the world includes your car driving home.
Right.
All the world includes you driving by yourself.
That's
and
right.
in your thoughts. It's all the world for to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And the bride will keep that word. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:3 says this. I'll try to wrap this up here in a minute. 1 John. Same man that wrote what we read a second ago. 1 John 2:3. And hereby we do know that we know him. A lot of people say they know Jesus Christ. But the apostle here told us exactly how we know.
Right.
This is how we know that we know him. If we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him. Excuse me, my voice is kind of raspy. I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. You say you love God and have a hard time following his rule, his ways that he tells us to live in the word. You're not part of this yet. You're on the outside looking in. You're trying to fake something. You don't fake it. Christianity is life. It is not a religion. It's not a methodology. It is a life, and it is actually God's own life. It's Zoe life. It will do what God said do at all times. It won't. You won't need to have to even understand it if you just have it.
Amen.
How many feels that air blowing in here right now? I feel it too. My sense of feeling says the air is working. I don't have anything in this mind to tell me why that thing's running right now. Reasoning that I don't have to understand it. I've got a sense to know it's running right. And it's the same with the Word of God and how grateful I am to know that the blood still works, that the Holy Spirit's still here. When I walk in the building, I know, God, have mercy on me. I've done this, I've done that. But forgive me, wash me clean, and His Spirit comes again. I'm glad to know the blood's still there.
Amen.
You said, how does that work? I don't know why God puts up with me. I don't know why He didn't throw me by the wayside a long time ago and get somebody that could be more faithful with His Word. But I thank God He had mercy and grace on me. Yes. And He ordained me, and He elected me, and if He started this, I have enough faith in Him that He'll finish it.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the hardest part about God's commandment. Actually, a lot of people could do do's and don'ts.
Right.
They have a hard time with, I'm wrong.
Right. True.
I'm wrong, God. I've tried and I can't do it. A lot of men have fallen because they can't just say those words.
Right.
God never made us to fish or ship for our own, ever.
Right.
He made us with a void for Him.
Right.
Why? Because He's God, and He does what He wants to.
Yeah.
He said, I'm God, and I'm a jealous God. Right. Why? Because I made everything. I own it all. Sorry, buddy, get off.
Right.
And when the devil thought he could come and take God's children, God said, no, I still own this. I know what I said. I know I said the day they eat, that day they die, that day they sin, they'll die, but I'll take the place.
Amen.
Why? Because I see them in the rightful condition. They're right here in my heart. The Lord Jesus' heart was every child of God that would ever come. Where? All the way back.
Amen.
Before sin ever was, there was a bride standing there.
Right.
Where? In Him.
Right.
And until we can take the word and believe that, you'll never be able to even walk in the commandments of God.
Amen.
You'll always get off the path. Why? Because the flesh profits nothing by the word of God. It cannot obey the word of God.
Right.
A lot of people want the flesh to just kind of put up with. You know, just come on, flesh, just calm it down a little bit. That's not how this works. The flesh will tell you calm down.
Right.
Yes. You go to do the word, it will tell you to do the opposite.
Right.
It says go to your heart says. Your heart tells you to do the word. If you're a Christian, it tells you to do what's right.
Right.
You don't need some man to come teach you, the Holy Spirit tells you.
Amen.
Go to church tonight. Well, flesh will say, you worked pretty hard today. You know, I think you deserve it. Right? And going to church is a chore. Something's wrong with your experience.
Right.
This is a privilege for me.
Amen.
This is the greatest place to be.
Hallelujah.
I don't know where else. That just dumbfounds me. If you're a football fanatic, oh man, I have to go to a game tonight? Oh, do I really? I have to miss work for this? People say it about church and say they love God.
Amen.
I'm sorry, church. We need a good old death.
Amen.
To all sin and shame.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How terrible is it to disbelieve God's word? Let me show you what Brother Branham says here. Oneness. Excuse me. What was the agreement? If you'll keep my words, if you'll keep it, believe it, and act upon it. Now, there's that little part there. Most people can say they believe it, but your actions prove whether you really believe it or not.
Yeah.
Amen. But the very first time that Eve disbelieved, took one word away from what God said, it broke off fellowship with that great union.
Right.
And the minute that the church disbelieves any one word of God's Bible and places it somewhere else, then they break off that wonderful fellowship that's offered to them. And to be separated. And as soon as she did that, death set in her mortal beings. Not only her mortal, but her spiritual being. She broke off relationship with God the minute she disbelieved. And no man can believe. Here it is. Now listen to this. No man, no woman can believe the devil's lie until they have disbelieved God's truth. No one can believe the devil's lie until they have disbelieved God's truth. What does that mean? Every man has a conscience.
Right.
Every man's, there's a part in a man. Even the sinner, he knows what's right.
Right.
The difference is the sinner can't do anything about it. Talking those predestinated to, we know the Bible says that there's priests fitted for destruction. Serpent seed.
Right.
They know what's right. You go and tell me to find somebody that says it's okay to lie. They'll say, well, no, I'm not supposed to, but, see, there's the difference. If that's your experience. Look, yeah, let's bring it out. Is it okay to, you know, cut on my taxes a little bit here? They don't know. There's somebody that does.
Amen.
See, the bride knows better than that. Now, whether you act upon it or not, if you don't act upon it, you know that first the Holy Spirit told you the right thing to do, and you have turned that down. That's usually a good sign that you're doing the wrong thing if you had to think twice about it.
Right.
Yes. Because that second one's the reason.
Right.
Yes. Good.
That hit a little deep, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because it happens all the time. First thing says, oh, go witness to him. Oh, but you know, they're just thinking weird. They're probably serving sin. And what? No. And there you go. You're off there. Well, you'll beat yourself up for another week, won't you? Wow, that was great for the glory of God, wasn't it? I think you'd rather just testify and then throw it in your face. At least you can feel good about it.
Right.
Blessed are you when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. At least that's what the apostles had. I pray you got the same thing they do. How many still believes in the same Holy Ghost that they had? Well, when they got beaten with stripes, they were happy about it. I think we need to make sure we've got the right experience.
Right.
Wow. Don't disbelieve God's word. And it don't matter. It could be just one of us. You understand that? It could be one person that stays with the word. And if they're in the word, they're right.
Amen.
Preacher included. Yeah. Remember Brother Bram said about that man who gave the second set of keys to the pastor, right? Just in case. If the rapture comes, here you go, pastor. How many knows what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So why was that? Because maybe, you know, if the rapture goes, the pastor might miss it, but that man wasn't going to miss it.
Right.
That's the faith you need to have.
Amen.
See, faith and love. Faith works by the love of God. That's how you can have faith, is when you know that you love God,
Amen.
That you're keeping His commandments with all your heart. Then you don't have to worry about asking because you know who you're asking.
Amen.
See, most people ask God and they don't know who they're talking to. God help us. The bride knows who she is.
Amen.
She knows who she is. She knows who He is and knows that we got a ring on.
Amen.
And knows what that ring stands for and knows when it was put on.
Amen.
Before you were born. Before you made your first mistake, God elected you to it.
Yeah.
Did any of you say these signs will follow in that belief? Did anybody think to say that one day? No, I'm pretty sure the Lord Jesus had to say that.
Amen.
So why do we think it doesn't happen anymore? Why do we think it only can be this way, that way? These signs follow in where? To all the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let me keep reading here. The bride. I'm talking about that bride. She'll keep the word. She absolutely will. She will not deviate it from any bit because she is the word.
Amen.
That's what she is. And just as much as an apple tree, you don't expect to become a rocket one day. It's just not going to happen, isn't it? Because it has nothing in it to be that. It's the same with the bride. If you're going to say you're part of the bride and you begin to manifest something that's not in the word, that's totally impossible. Because the bride's only made of the word.
Amen.
And it can only produce the word.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's only provided place of worship. 65. No leaven shall be found among the bride. No word added. No nothing. Remember, one word caused every death that's in the earth. Every illegitimate child was born because Eve, the first church, the bride of the first Adam, doubted God's word and accepted a denominational or an intellectual or a school exceptions of it because it was reasoned out. And surely God is a good God. God is a good God, but He's also a just God. We must keep His word.
Amen.
There's where some of you seminary boys, no doubt, a call in your life, but you run off to some Bible school to have this doctrine injected in you, and there's where you die. Stay with God and His word. They won't let you.
Right.
Listen now. They won't let you, or you can't belong to their congregations, won't accept you on the platform. So let them have it. Let the dead bury the dead. Let's follow Christ the Word. That's the bride of Christ. It doesn't matter if we need a paycheck. It doesn't matter if I don't have bread on my table. I'm not forsaking the Word. The Word can provide bread.
Amen.
The Word promised to provide bread. Isn't that right? Even Jesus, remember they said, Master, eat, Master, eat. He says, I have beaten no not of.
Amen.
The person they thought was starving, the one was the one that was full. The people that thought they were full were the ones starving.
Right. That's true.
Yes, sir.
What happens, that's what the same, David had the same problem, didn't he? He got looking at the world too much and seeing how happy they were and all the fun they were having. And he was having to not partake of that because he knew what the Word said. But then I was reminded of their end.
Amen.
They look like they're calm and peaceful in that grave. They're not. They don't live there.
Right.
David knew what the end of a man, or Solomon, I can't remember exactly, but he knew the end of it, what it would be, and then he was comforted. Isn't that right?
Amen.
It's the same with us, church. I know in your flesh, these things that we know, the commandments of God, your flesh will say it's grievous, and your flesh will hate it. But you've got more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
And when we cross over, you won't give 30 seconds thought to the hardships we had down here.
No.
The joy of the Lord that you even feel in the building. How many feels better just by being here this 45 minute
Amen.
Hour? Isn't that right? Look how much overcoming the power there was in the middle of Satan's Eden. What do you think it'll feel like when there's no interruption whatsoever?
Hallelujah.
Somebody's had to fight the devil off in the last hour. Amen, right? Because he's a devil, and he's trying to fight us. But the Word of God is quicker, sharper, more powerful than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. This bride is going to keep the Word. Let me finish here on this quote, and then I want to go back to our scripture. Christ's mystery of God revealed, 1963. Look, God in his body, Christ, and Christ in his body, the bride. How many believe that?
Amen.
People are looking for Jesus Christ. If you can't find him in your heart, that's the only place you need to start. Because the bride is a part of Christ. People are looking for Christ to come out of the sky or this to happen, this to happen. If he's not manifesting out of you, you're missing the whole picture.
Amen.
God is an invisible God. He makes himself known through his people.
Amen.
And if you physically see the Lord Jesus and you ain't spiritually seen him in a while, you miss something. I'm sorry. Because when he comes back to earth, you're not ready.
Right.
You're supposed to leave earth to meet him up in the air.
Right.
If he gets to earth and you see him physically here, that's not good for you.
Right.
Let me keep reading. God made manifest in Christ. Christ made manifest in the bride. And God, and as God took from the body of Adam the woman, and she fell, then God has took from the body of Christ, his flesh, his body, which is his word, and is bringing up a bride out that won't fall by denomination or creed. No, sir. But she is coming back with the pure, unadulterated word of God being manifested.
Amen.
Not just confessed, being manifested. I hope that every man that hears this tape and every woman will understand that. See, she is the second Eve. But she is not breaking and spoiling her skirts of purity and holiness to her husband. She'll stay with the Word regardless of what anybody says.
Amen.
Skipping down. The church is the blood of Christ by the Spirit because the life is in the blood. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into his body, that recognizes only his body, his flesh, his Word. See, we need to put the whole thing together here. We're looking for Christ to be manifest in us. Well, how did you receive the Holy Ghost that only comes on those that have the seed of God, that are a part of the Word? It's the only thing. It's the only sign. It's the only evidence is the true baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That can literally take your life and totally change it from a way of a sinner, a way of death, and it points you only to the Word. Until then, you're lying to yourself.
Amen.
There's no life there. And many men have been able to reason that they've had the experience without any manifestation of it and stood behind the pulpit for 30 years and talked about it. A little bit different, isn't it? But this is more serious than just choosing if we're going to go to Wendy's or Taco Bell after this. When Cain decided he wasn't going to do Abel's offering, that was a little bit more serious of a decision than whether he was going to wear blue jeans or khakis that day. See, people just wait. Don't they just throw these decisions? Well, I'll give my heart to the Lord sometime. That's the same with young people a lot of times. I'll do it when I'm 12. Well, you might not make it to 12, buddy. If God's moving on you now, do it.
Amen.
That goes the same tonight. Don't wait till Sunday or something. Or I want this, I want that. If you're not right with God, get right with God.
Amen.
Until you've had this experience of the Holy Spirit changing you, you're not going to make it. There's no power in you to resurrect up.
Amen.
See, if you're trying to earn it, you're trying to, we're talking about obeying the commandments because your heart's filled with the love of God, which will automatically produce God's commandments.
Amen.
Amen. God, that's Brother Branham just said there. I wish I could just get every person to see that.
Right.
But I do rest in this. The elect are predestined to see it.
Amen.
Sometimes even as a minister, you think, well, I should just explain this. I explained that the wrong way or said this thing. I could have read that quote a little slower and stuff. You'd be surprised how many devils show up behind this pulpit. But I'm glad to know that the Holy Spirit overcomes every single one of them.
Amen.
Because the destination of God, even if Brother Branham said Moses instead of Noah, God still got the message across, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's where my faith drop lies. It doesn't rest in my ability to do anything. It rests in his ability to do it in me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let me read that one more time. That the baptism of the Holy Ghost that baptizes us into his body, that recognizes only his body, his flesh, his word. Denominations won't never touch that. It's a revelation. She knows it. So did Eve know it, but she fell. But this one knows it and won't fall. She is ordained.
Amen.
What is ordained? That's not just foreknown. That means God said it will be this way. Hallelujah. She is ordained not to fall. She won't fall. She won't fail. She is predestined. To it. Go back to 1 John 5. I'm so glad we deal with the defeated enemy. How many believes that tonight?
Amen.
Holy Spirit's all around this place. I hope you understand that. And it's here for you. Let's read the whole scripture there again. I started with, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory. How many wants victory?
Amen.
This is the victory. The one victory that you can have in life is right here. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Our faith in what? The next verse. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
The man that can honestly believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ was God made flesh. A God that took my place and died in my stead. A God that came and filled me with his Holy Spirit. That's where my faith life can have victory.
Amen.
Otherwise, we'll try and never try to keep his commandments, and I pray you're not doing that with this sermon here. Because you won't be able to. That's the saith the word of God. There's not one righteous, no, not one. If you leave here thinking, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, as Heavenly Father, you predestinated me to this. I believe it.
Amen.
I receive it, and I can do it. That's different. I wish people don't think it is, but it's absolutely 100% polar opposites. One is your reasoning and your own strength and your own power and your own self-control. You don't have self. The flesh don't know what self-control is. The flesh only knows do what you want.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is what has temperance.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit is what has patience. Holy Spirit's what has, how many wants joy, love, and peace?
Yeah.
There's only one place to find it, and it's in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that Holy Spirit that was on the day of Pentecost is right here.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit that came in the prophet and brought that word is still taking that word that is still just as fresh right now.
Amen.
As it was
Amen.
Then, and is feeding it to us. To who? The commander keeping bride of Christ.
Yeah.
Denominations won't touch you. Don't expect them to. Denominations in the message won't touch them.
Amen.
Oh, they might live some good, you know, wholesome, clean lives. That's good. That's not what I'm talking about.
They might have the power of God that reminds you better not cross them. They'll turn you to the snakes overnight.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
Oh, they'll do right as long as the pastor's around, but oh my, when nobody's watching, Christianity kind of goes out the door. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a group of people who serve God day and night. There's a group of people who have found this man who is really a man.
Amen.
And know that he's just not the wind, but he's a man just as I am standing here that speaks to us, that lives in us. We don't have to go find him. If the Christian church can just recognize what God invested in you before the foundation of the world, you wouldn't look at 1 John 5:3 and say, I don't know, his commandments seem kind of grievous to me. No, you'd be like John. His commandments aren't grievous because I'm the disciple he loves.
Amen.
And as long as I know that Jesus loves me, come Satan's eating, come hell on earth, it doesn't matter to me. I'll be okay.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Things will not get better. Things of this world, the temptations of this world, if you think they'll ever get easier, they won't.
No.
If you're planning on it get easier, you don't have the anchor of faith that you need.
Yeah.
The anchor of faith won't even look at the circumstance. Are you that convinced that this is the word of God?
Amen.
And not just this word that's printed here, but the word that comes off the pages and that lives right here. Can you look at one another and say, that's the word of God?
Amen.
Can you look at the man down the street and know that there's something in your heart pulling to go say something? And recognize that's the word of God.
Yeah.
That's not this Bible. That's Jesus Christ manifesting himself and saying. Everybody knows the story of the woman at the well. Why did that even happen? Everybody knows. Jesus had a need to go by Samaria. What angel visitation did he have? Come on now. What did it say about that? What did the disciples know about it? Nothing. Look around and say, my, this is a great church. There's some great believers and things like that. That won't mean one thing to you if you're not one yourself.
Amen.
And chances are that the problem you're having is you're looking at others through the blood.
Right.
But for some reason, when it gets to you, you don't see the blood no longer. Let's stand together. I'm not rambling. The Holy Spirit's here. Brother Andy says that, and you know, that might be great, and I don't feel nothing. I didn't sense it. Did you believe that? See, how simple is it? Jesus said, if two or three would gather in my name, I would be there. In this summertime, I want to live. Humble yourself to the word of God. I know this wasn't the easiest method. This isn't what Brother Andrew intended. And maybe it's what the Holy Spirit knew we needed. So I ask you as an individual, by the power of the Holy Spirit that's here right now, if you're convicted by the word of God, say, well, I know I'm not doing what I ought to do. I see the word of God there and I'm going the other way. I don't know my experience right now because of this. Look, it's not time to have doubts and frustrations. We need to know where we stand. If you're that person, you'd like to raise your hand and say, Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me. I'm tired of this doubt. Don't hold back when you give your heart to God. You've got to do it all. If you do it halfway, don't do it at all. Just pack up and go home. If you're going to make it right with God, make it right with God. Had too many dry eye confessions. Why the gospel doesn't get me anywhere. Hallelujah. Put your life in the blood, Christian. Go those of you that have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, recognize who you are. If you're struggling, there's no reason you ought to be struggling. You've got more than an overcomer on the inside. Pronounce that faith as yours. This is the victory that overcomes the earth. Not Christ's faith, but our faith, the Christ that was, the faith that, of Him that was put in us. You've got to identify that you're a part of it. Hallelujah. Christian, if you've been changed, if you've been changed, if you've been molded, you know you've been converted, reckon yourself dead and alive unto God now. See, I don't see no signs of this and that. And my, even when I came in this building, I was in tears too, thinking of how good He is to me when I'm so bad to Him. But see, that's not faith. Faith doesn't just say, well, I'm just terrible. Faith says, I know, but God knew as well. He paid for it. He died for it. He washed me clean. You believe that? Does anyone here in the sincerity of this moment just want to give your heart to the Lord? Say, Father, I'm here to give You my heart. I've wanted to do it. I've maybe done it in a way, but I've left some back. I'm not leaving any back. I'm just giving You my whole heart. God bless each one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let it all out there. Don't worry about nobody else. Nobody's looking around. Nobody cares about that. It's between you and Jesus Christ right now. The one that's here, the Son of Man that promised He would be here all the way to the end. He stands in your midst now. Hallelujah. He doesn't convict you to make you go home hungry. He comes to make you full. You're starving and the devil's deceiving you to think it's okay. Not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you the truth about it. Don't live a lie, Christian church. It's time for me to die out to those things. Just lay it down. Just get that bitterness out of there. Get that selfishness. Get that temptation. Just get it all out there in that blood. And watch the Holy Spirit come back in divine fellowship. Follow His word 100%. Hallelujah. Let the love of God be shed abroad in your heart. Hallelujah. Don't complain about this age. God predestinated us to this. We will overcome it. Hallelujah. Does anybody just want a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit? You want to say, Father, I'm lifting my hands to You. I've lived in doubt and frustrations. I just want that joy again, Lord. I don't know where it's gone, but I know how to get it back. I'm going to follow the Word. You'll never go wrong praising the Lord. I'll tell you that. You'll never go wrong saying, Lord, I love You. Oh, praise His glorious name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His glorious name. Thank You, Jesus. Go free, sister, tonight. Brothers, the same. Go free in the Spirit. We talk about the gifts of the Spirit, the power of God. There's so much power, and it only takes that little bit of unbelief to hinder it all. Just let that go. It's the devil. It was defeated 2,000 years ago. Don't you hold on to it no more. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, speak. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Oh, my. Let's pray together. Pray with all your heart to the Father. Blessed Jesus, we're so happy to be in Your presence tonight, Lord. And as the words come forth, I believe that You've spoke to us. Lord, make our hearts sensitive to receive it all the way, Father. Lord, I pray that we lay down our pride. We lay down ourselves, our own ways, and just accept what You've given us, Lord, knowing that it's the best. Lord, how we thank You for grace and mercy. How we thank You for the blood. How we thank You for power from on high. And Lord, when we want to do the things of God, if we'll just yield ourselves, Lord, we're able to do it. For years they struggled in darkness in the Old Testament trying to do the things of God, and they just couldn't do it. David went and committed adultery and murder. Moses smote the rock twice. But Lord, in this last time, You've restored back to us that same faith,
yes.
That apostolic faith, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it lives in us, Father.
Yeah.
I pray for every Christian under the sound of this voice that if there's one doubt, one little ounce of unbelief, Father, forgive us. Give us faith, Lord, to rise above that evil thing and to denounce it, that it's the devil and that it's evil and that it's over and it's done with. Lord, may we be the children of God and follow all your commandments. Glory to God. Lord, we love you, Father. Jesus, thank you for being here right now. Lord, if there's a sick one out here in the body, I pray that the same God that healed our soul would come touch that body now in the name of Jesus Christ, and that each one would walk home well. I feel your word all around, Father. There's healing virtues in your power. For the backslider, Lord, I pray that they would find that anchor. They wouldn't have to go down like Saul in the midst of evil and demon spirits, but Lord, they'd be able to rise back up like David and stay on the word of God no matter how much it cuts them. Help them, Lord, I pray. You're the only one that can help us. We're totally dependent on you, Lord. Help the Christian, Lord, to be stronger than they've ever been. Help them, Lord, to denounce unbelief the second it shows up in the house. The second it shows up in the mind. When the word of God comes and we begin to reason, Lord, I pray you help us to stop it right then and to follow what the word says. Be with each one that's here. Grant it, Lord, may our faith stay in that place where Satan won't know what to do with us. Grant it, we pray, in Jesus Christ's name. We pray, we believe it, and we accept it. Amen. Amen. Now, if you believe, worship, praise Him for it. Don't act like He's got to feel this or feel that. Just worship Him. It's done. It's settled. We asked Him. He promised it. He will do it. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone that needs prayer, the altar's open for you. God bless each one. Go ahead, Dad, worship the Lord. You can sing, you can praise, do whatever you feel led to. Just make sure you do what the Spirit says. Hallelujah. more time.
I want to live.
What you're saying now. Mean it from your heart.
I'll say yes, Lord.
Project your faith in your praise. Heard from the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Praise His glorious name. Sister Violet, been having back pain for a while now. She can't hardly sit up straight, but during the word, going forth and worshiping, she's fine tonight.
Amen.
I think you can just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How many believes that?
Amen.
That's the word I'm talking about. When the word goes forth, all power of the world is subject to that word.
Amen.
Amen. How many believes it?
Amen.
How many's a part of it?
Amen.
Glory to God. I think we can praise Him one more time, can't we? Praise Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We worship You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My, even after a word like that, I'm so glad the children of God can see the word of God and they just take you.
Amen.
That's what I believe we just need to do, just keep preaching the word. Just keep preaching the word. You say, well, I ain't doing nothing. Yes, it is.
Amen.
You don't think it is, but it is.
Amen.
Why is Brother Jason back there tonight? Because the word took effect.
Amen.
That's just one. We all could say this.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yeah. Didn't mean to pick on him, brother. I know he likes to hide back there. That's why he stayed back there. But how many loves one another?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I won't keep you tonight. tonight. I think it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. I just want to encourage you, as always, be that bride. Be that bride. Don't be afraid of the devil. Don't even act in fear. There's never a time that children of God act in fear, act in faith. The Word says, just do it. You can rest it on me if you want to, but He already said it. And when a man quotes the Word, it's not the man anymore. It's God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm just glad you're the Lord's tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that. Sing 145. If you don't know it, so glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. Amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you worship. I'll let Dad leave for a few songs here. You need to get going. You can be dismissed. But if you need to worship, that's what we're here for. Worship the Lord. Let's sing it.
So glad you're here.
Love His Spirit tonight. It's all in the building.
Oh, blessed Jesus.
yourself. Don't be afraid of the Spirit. It's the greatest thing ever touched me. Glory to God. Dismiss, but I'm telling you, there's something not right just yet. I don't know if it's you, if it's, I don't know what it is. I'm going to leave it open just for a little bit longer. I tried to dismiss, but it's just something keep coming back. That's why I asked. If there's anyone else that has prayer or has a need, you don't feel that peace of God about it, it's okay to get prayer. One of you chase 1,000, but two of you will chase 10,000. It's not you, it's not you. Just yield yourself to the Spirit. Just see if there's something that's wrong with you. Maybe just God wants you to use something different this time. I don't know. I just know better than to hurry the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Respect Him. Reverence Him. Thank you, Lord. You might just be able to do it right then. Let's just worship again here. I see the Holy Spirit begin to break it to me. I want to leave with the peace of God. I'm a servant of the Lord. I don't want to go home saying I could have done this, could have done that. I want to make sure that we all got our hearts right with the Holy Spirit. You're not right with God, this could be your last opportunity. I don't know that, but He does. Don't you lie to yourself, children of God. I believe you're predestinated to it, but you've got to have that experience before you'll ever know you have it. God help us. Don't doubt the Word of God. It's for you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. There's enough faith here to move. Says to let each one work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. But on the day of judgment, there's no one's blood here that's on my hands. You've been told the Word of God. Between you and Him. Don't live a halfway victorious life. You be that bride that follows all the commandments. When nobody's looking, it's just you and Him. Be that one that's got a life on the inside that still does the Word. That's what we need. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Pray for one another. Pray with your brother here. You can worship the Lord.
God, Satan, take your dirty rotten hands off. Lord, let your spirit come back in our brother and fullness of the spirit. Right, Lord, we pray. We thank you for unbelief in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, brother. Don't ever forget anything else again. Done. Thank you, Lord. Worship and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh my. It's the greatest thing in the world. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Worship him that stands in your midst, the Spirit of the living God, the one you love and cherish is him.
Hallelujah.
almost wish y'all could just live in my head for a while. I really do. You know, the doubts and questions and how Satan likes to attack and things, but if you just do the work, that's all I'm trying to get across now. It will always be right. Always be right. So take it home with you tonight. God bless you. It was good to be in the house of the Lord. Giving Dad a little time for me. I know I kind of cut him off guard. Nobody loves one another. Go in the fear of God. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you, Lord willing.